very, very good afternoon to you. Your rock and raven doctor down here at Radio Dublin, broadcasting on 253 meters medium wave band, and we really would like to apologize for coming on. Stay with us for a little bit. We're going to warm up. Ah, that's it. Yeah, apologies all round. Well, today was a great day. Sorry, a rather sad day. Well, I couldn't help it. When I went down to the radio studios, I met Prince Terry, who's in the background. And he was listening to another station, which was closing down because of a raid or something. Capital Radio broadcasting on 220 meters. So he refused to turn on the radio rig until Capital Radio went off. And he also recorded some of the Capital Radio, and we might have a bit of that later. Right now you're at Radio Dublin on 253 meters medium wave band, and very, very welcome, and once again apologies all round for coming on late. It's 2 o'clock. Trouble on Radio West Side with the gear and back, and I rushed off. I packed in the whole thing early and fixed up everything fast I could. Then I rushed off to Radio Dublin Studios, and I found Prince Terry, and he was sitting back in an armchair. He's still sitting in the armchair, and he was listening to Capital Radio on 220 meters. And I mustn't pretend, Capital Radio are sort of friends of ours. Well, we know them, we know them anyway. And it was a very sad day because Capital Radio had some visitors. I think it was last week or the week before, I'm not sure really. And anyway, they came back on the air today announcing that they would be back very soon. And we'd like to know that everything goes well for them. We're very, very sorry to hear about that. So we look forward to Capital Radio coming back on 220 meters again, and we wish them all the best, and we're sorry to hear of their downfall. So for anybody who used to listen to Capital Radio, and you weren't listening in this morning, well, the message very simply is that there was a raid by the post office and the police and everything, and Capital Radio had to go off. And the prince is in the studio here. He's messing about. Actually, he's got a tape there. He's going to play a bit of the show this morning, the Capital Radio show. Yeah, I think he is. From Drifter Sounds, gonna play a nice cool record to take you into Dr. Dong's program. Gonna rock your soul with some rock and roll later on, and I'm gonna bring you plenty of good sounds in general on Radio Dublin, the Big D on 253. Gonna give you the good time. Oh my god, what was that? To get to a mountain bread coming your way on the big D253. A very good afternoon to you, and I hope you had a good Christmas. Now, that's it. And the prince of the new tassel hat.
Who drinks the drink and plays so loud, baby, it's the guitar man.
Don't play your rock and roll. Don't play your rock and roll. Don't play your rock and roll.
Yes, indeed.
Don't play your rock and roll.
Smokey and Mellow Record, don't play your rock and roll to me. Go ahead, Paul. In the name of heaven. It's more of his horn plays, friends. Going up with a very delightful Mrs. White up there in Temple Oaks, Orchardstown Park. This is Radio Dublin, I'll get forward to it. Got can you? Good to Dr. Donald on the Dr. Donald Show. I'm 253 in the Big D, broadcasting every Sunday. We're on late today, though. Listening to the Capitol close down. Gonna give you a bit of that tape later on. We did record, but, well, it wasn't a very good recording, but we'll let you hear it anyway. If you can get yourself and your hornpipes the hell out of the studio, you make me want to get sick.
I'm the yesterday man.
This sounds true. Radio Dublin, people. And we've just been told that we're being received with quite a good signal in County Kildare. How about that, son? Yes, indeed, County Kildare. And we're also received in County Carlo. And we got a card here, I read it earlier, from Cork, County Cork.
Hello to everybody in County Cork. This is Dr. Don Reedy of Dublin.
Well, I'd just like to announce before I go on with the next record that the reason Lark T was on the phone line was to tell me that Radio Mi Amigo, that's Radio Caroline, Dutch service, that's the radio ship, yeah, the one and only, the original, still on the air on 252 meters, that's right beside Radio Dublin. Actually, we're sort of interfering with Mi Amigo at the moment. For people listening in Dublin, that is. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you was, between 3:30 and 4:30, Radio Mi Amigo's doing a sort of a pirate radio thing. I'm playing all the old jingles and all the stuff from the 67 stations. Now, what am I talking about? Playing all the jingles from the free radio stations. The whole lot coming back to you from, when was it? 1967, they were banned off the air. So if you can manage separating Radio Dublin and Radio Mi Amigo, why not give it a listen anyway? It should be well worth listening to. We'll be going off the air, I imagine, at about 4 o'clock. So you can tune in right then on the same frequency as us. Actually, there's about 3 kilohertz in the difference, just a hair in the difference. So tune around on 252 at about 4 o'clock when we go off, or if you can get it at 3:30, and they'll be doing a very, very interesting program. Meantime, we've got Ringo Starr coming up for you, and a fond favourite of mine. Talking about Capital Radio Dublin, of course. Well, Capital Radio are on the air today on 227 metres. Actually, it was 224, I think. They normally come on 220, but they were somewhere around 220 meters anyway. I really made a hames it out, haven't I, Alan Russell? Anyway, the message is that after the next rock and roll record where Dr. Dunn's going to blast your soul once again with some rock and roll with Chuck Berry, we're going to give you a bit of the tape because we recorded the program here. Not very well, unfortunately. But we got the very beginning of the show with Alan Russell. And he's going to tell you all about it himself after reading in a rock about Chuck Berry. And I'd just like to tell you that we got a good signal getting out today. We have been received in County Kildare. We've had a letter from Cork for the nighttime transmissions. And we also got a letter from County Carlow. Ah, that can't be bad, is it? So Radio Dublin really getting out. And good sounds all the way, of course, with Dr. Don and Prince Terry. I got a chance to sing. Good day. Yeah, well, we'd like to tell you now, once again, and probably for finals this week anyway, that some people operated a station here in Dublin called Capital Radio, and they broadcasted with quite a good signal, getting out really good music for, well, the past 4 months, I believe. This morning, however, when I went down to Radio Dublin Studios, Prince Terry was listening to Capital Radio on the final program. Well, it wasn't actually the final program, as we've learned from listening to it on the radio, but what it was, in effect, was that Radio Capital, or Capital Radio, as they call themselves, were closed down due to pressure by the GPO and the police, and their studio was actually raided, and so they have to go off the air. So, I think the best thing I can do is hand you over to Alan Russell from this tape of this morning's program. We recorded it from the radio. Unfortunately, our tape wasn't very well recorded because Prince Terry's radio is, well, I think it's like something he got off Noah's Ark. Anyway, Capital Radio, as we heard it this morning, and we tuned in for the very beginning of it, at least the Prince did, and this is what we heard.
Thank you very much, Ed McDowell. This is Alan Russell here. Sorry you couldn't hear my program last week, but we had some very unfortunate technical mishaps and some unexpected visitors. Stay tuned for the next hour. You've got a tape recorder handy, tape this program. Stephanie, you. Oh, we had a very nice Christmas. And we're not having a phone in today, friends. Yes, well, I'm going to speak to you. I have to. This is CB here, and I'd like to apologize, as Alan Russell told you. People pulled the plugs out on me last week in the middle of Ghana, but don't worry, you're going to hear it this week. They can never stop a good thing, as they say. We're going to keep it going. In the studio today, you're Shirley CB, Alan Russell, and Ed McDowell.
Capital Radio, of course.
Clear! This weekend, for the
And the word is the Capital Radio is taken off the air. And that happened last week, just before Christmas it happened. What a Christmas present. Gonna go back to Capital again. Before we do, I'd like to tell you that this is Radio Dublin, the Big D, broadcasting live from the nation's capital here in Dublin City in Ireland. We're a free radio station, a free independent radio station. We broadcast independent of anybody or sponsorship, so we're a self-contained outfit. Capital Radio was a very similar station, operating on the same basis, and they were taken off the air. And we're not too delighted to hear about this. In fact, we're very, very sad. Capital Radio had a program on this morning, and, well, you've just heard a little bit of it, so let's hear a little bit more, okay?
Morning, and you are everything.
And the man gives me the cue through somebody else's headphones. That's very good logic. Yes, I'm Mike Dell here, and I'll be playing you some of my favorite music throughout the program as well. Like, Ground Goes the Gossip, from Focus. Gossiping, why did we go off here?
Do on Eddie and another beautiful sound. My number one sound here, well, not exactly my number. One of my number ones, what are you talking about, Dr. John? You're going round the bend. Actually, you're going back to Capital on this tape that we recorded from the radio this morning. And I hope it's getting out to you fairly good. Prince Terry's old banger of a radio didn't record it very well. Anyway, we're going back to Capital again. This is Radio Dublin, don't forget it.
Back with our good programming as always, and we'll have all our good DJs. We don't have a bad one today. Of course, that's up to you today. So we want your support. Keep listening to Capital Radio, and we'll bring the best service. Which we went through, we won't go through again, I can assure you. We won't permit it, and it's not going to put us off the air. We will be back, and we'll be back bigger and better than ever, as soon as it's technically possible.
I'd just like to mention, finally, I've said finally, I don't know how many times, but finally, that if you want to do something about Capital Radio being taken off the air, write to your newspapers here, TD, or Conor Cruz O'Brien himself. If you want them back, kick up a fuss, that's the only way it will work out for you. Although they will be actually back, as Ellen Russell said. Could you tell the people yourself, Alan?
You're listening to Capital Broadcasting on 220 meters of medium wave on your dial.
Okay.
This is not the final program for Capital.
Now, you see.
Lots more of us. But now I'll hand you over to Alan. Thank you very much, CB. And, really, there's not very much I can say at this point. You've gathered what has happened to us over the past week, and this is our final broadcast for a few weeks to come. We will be back in the future, and all we can do is ask you, the public, the listening public, we know that at least 20,000 of you out there, to write to the papers, write your TVs, generally help us in some way. Try and bring in independent local radio so we won't have to go through all this again, because we're in it because we love you, and we love the music that we play for you every weekend. We will be back someday. We're not quite gone yet. This is Charles and a lovely song that goes out to Marbles and Kevin. And thank you very much for your help. We call Grace Darling. I've got a very special to you today.
Thank you, Alan. Roy, it's 20 minutes past 3, and Dr. John's going absolutely mad today. There's no getting me off. Well, it's such an exciting day. And I hope Mark T is still listening in. Mark T is a former member of the Big D. And we may have him on the phone line to the studio very, very soon.
Lovely sound there from the Rolling Stones. That was 19 there with Breakdown. I hope you're all grooving and moving out there. My name is Prince Terry. Apologize for being on late again this morning. Well, there you go. Had a few pints last night, and that's the way it affects you. Never mind that. We'll have something now from the Glitter Band. This is called Let's Get Together. This goes out to Alan Russell and a few more of friends of mine. Yeah, lovely sound there from a group called Vanilla Fudge. Yeah, very nice stuff indeed from a Golden Oldie series. And there's no date on it. That's very unusual. None at all whatsoever. So there you go. It's back in the 1960s somewhere. And I hope you're all grooving and moving. You're tuned to Radio Dublin on 253 metres medium wave band. Also in the 49 metre band on 6230. We're going way over to England. We have a few letters to read out here. And this is from, we'll have Dr. Don here in the studio. The North...
Lewis J. Barton of North Pole Wall, I think up down, somewhere down Dalymount. And he says he had a tuning quite accidentally on Sunday the 14th of December and remained with the station until closed down. He says he'd like us to furnish all information on the station to his address, to North Pole, Dalymount, Dublin 3. And his name is Lewis J. Barton.
Lee J. Barton. Well, there you go. I hope you're grooving and moving and you're tuned in today and you're listening to all the groovy sounds. And special hi, good afternoon to James Howlett out there in Naas in County Kildare. I will be in touch with you if you're tuned in. I hope you're all grooving and moving this Sunday. We'll be on till about 4:15. That's 4:15. And we have another letter here for Radio Dublin. It's from the Crescent Front House. That's what we see. P.J. Keegan, nicely printed letter, really lovely. Greetings, ma'am. Yes, I like that. Greetings, ma'am. I'm getting an earful of Jimi Hendrix on your waveband early this morning. It happened around 12 p.m. Well, there you go. And then he goes on with a load of...
Connor Cruz O'Brien, or Shinshark, Sarah Goodwill, Countess Augusta, Carl Deneuve, Carl Deneuve. I mean, Irish isn't that bad. Not cool. He's talking to Conor Cruz O'Brien anyway. He says, won't Conor Cruz O'Brien be sort of envious? God bless. You want a car to come? Not car to come, Captain O'Corky. Shane, well, I was T.J. Keegan, yours, I was with Misha. Good of Mahakota, Kislana, you could there.
Well, there you are. Really, really nice indeed from Mr. Keegan there. I would like to dig... You more, man. Well, he's a man, so there you go. Well, this is for you, man. This is Golden Oldie. It's not Jimi Hendrix. We have Hendrix. We play it for you.
That's what we will do later on. We'll get it on the next turntable for you now. This is from a group called the Applejacks, way back in the 1960s again, and it's called Tell Me When. It was a very popular number there back in the 60s. So here we go. Tell Me When from the Applejacks on Decca. Lovely sound there from the Applejacks. That's way back in the 1960s. I'll give you the correct date now when I say it. There's a big sticker plunked right over it and I can't see it. It's 1964 actually there for everyone that collects records. 1964 sound. I hope you all like it. Really good sound date. We have Dr. Don is getting more popular every week. Prince Terry gets no letters these days. Really terrible, isn't it? And you can write to Capital Radio also at the same address, 90 Ranelagh, Dublin 6. We're going off the air now in just a few moments. And Captain Coop now would like to say a few words to his wife, if she's tuned in. Is your wife tuned in? Oh, yes, he's coming over here. Yeah, he's over here. He's one of these life jackets on in case it rains today.
I suppose he has to bail out in a hurry here. Greetings to Joan there. All in Burstown, 28th and 3rd Villas. And all in our chain, Imelda and Tony and Sandra.
Thank you very much there, Captain Cook. Keep on trucking. Down until maybe Monday night, tomorrow night, at 11:30 with the Dr. Don Show, and Wednesday night, I'm sure. So we're closing down now. It's about 4:30. So it's goodbye from everyone. Yes, exactly 4:30. Well timed there, Prince Terry. It's bye from me, Prince Terry, and don't forget to write to 90 Ranelagh, Dublin 6. And with all your comments and all your complaints, we don't mind listening to them all. So there you go. Send a few pounds as well. It'll do us all good. And keep those letters rolling in, everybody. My name is Prince Terry. Don't forget to write me because I'm getting no letters these days. Must go now. Have a happy New Year. Because New Year's Eve, I think, is on Wednesday night. Next year is a leap year, and I hope it is a leap year. We'll be all leaping about. This is Radio Dublin. We are now closing down.